Lee, it gives me chills what's happening around the world right now. Just to recap it so that you can have that electric feeling this morning and get pumped up. Because, see, I've been doing this for a long time, so I remember this. The Iranian student movement mm-hmm. made a deadly error, a critical error. They believed the propaganda about Barack Obama. He was a good guy. He was going to help people be free, defeat totalitarian regimes. Soon as Obama was sworn in, they took to the streets. They thought he would support them, trying to overthrow the mullahs. And remember, we had those street protests. Obama backed the mullahs. There was a brutal crackdown roundup. I followed it for months after. The female protesters were just raped in prison. A lot of the men were hung. Some of the females were hung. They were beaten. A lot of them were tortured and starved in Iranian prisons as Obama turned his back on those students. It was horrible. Keeping the mullahs in power. By the end of the regime, you'll remember, Lee, pallets of cash. Mm-hmm. Pallets of cash were flying to Iran. Obama was lying about how much money was on the pallets. He said, well, it was just $700 million, middle of the night. Non-American denominations, most of it Swiss. Turned out to be more like $1.8 billion. They snuck it to Iran to keep the mullahs in power and to brutalize those poor people. But this story began to turn when Donald Trump took office. And we saw the brutal totalitarian thug Soleimani, who not only killed so many of our troops with those bombs, God bless Trump for doing that, he also helped to keep the Iranian people down, those poor protesters raped, beaten, and hung. Kids. That's how the mullahs treat kids. And when Trump executed Soleimani, which was glorious, never forget his suitcase going round and round on the turnstile, making a fool of him, they began to take to the streets again. They had hope again. Because Donald Trump was the president. They weren't afraid anymore. And you remember, because Trump was crippling with Iran with the toughest sanctions they'd ever seen. The people were hungry, too. They were in the streets. The mullahs were about at the end. And I said, going into that election, if Trump wins, Iran's done. The mullahs are done. It's going to be a free country. Whatever freedom looks like to them. Yeah. At least not the mullahs, right? Then you saw what happened in 2020. Almost immediately, Democrats, Joe Biden, began funding the crackdown on those poor people in the streets of Iran again, backing the mullahs, shoring them up with the money that Trump had collected from the just really tough sanctions. That, I mean, it took the mullahs to the brink, which is great for us because we want non-insane leadership in Iran. We want non-insane leadership to be in control of the nuclear weapons because remember, Iran, their religion, they want to bring about the Mahdi. They want to bring about the end of the world. That's what the nukes are for. That's the goal. And they think they can do it by hitting us and Israel. The goal is the end of the world. They're cuckoo. And Democrats went, we like that. Cool. Here, have $100 billion. Oh, could you kick some of it back to fund our street protests? You know, the ones where we're spitting on Jews and such. And Iran went, sure. And then Iran tried to kill Trump in his inner circle twice. We found out, and Joe Biden rolled out the damn red carpet for them. I will never forget this. Welcoming the president of Iran like a conquering hero, giving him more Secret Service protection than Trump had. After Butler. Know your history, folks. If I get one more text from one of our listeners who's like, I'm an isolationist like the founders, I'm going to turn the text line off. I'm not reading it anymore. Know your history. The Democrat Party has merged with the people Trump is fighting. He has to destroy them or it will resume when Democrats come back in office. We have never seen this before. Like, okay, so where are we this morning? After so many dead Iranians killed with the help of the Democrat Party, keeping the mullahs in power, giving them a lifeline. Where are we this morning? We're in a glorious place. And this hasn't been covered much. We've got a blockade going of the ships coming out of Venezuela. Yep. So the Iranian oil was going there, and then Venezuelan oil was going to Iran because it's different kinds of oil. They need it. Guess what's going on right now? It's all blocked. With a court order, by the way. We got a court order for that. Why? Because they're violating the sanctions. It's very legal. And the mullahs are running out of money. Again. Mm-hmm. And what do we get again? Street protests to do for us what we don't want our military doing, which is liberating Iran.
Yes, they can liberate themselves.
They can liberate themselves if the Democrats stop funding them. Remember the word fungible?
Yes.
Because Joe Biden. Because Barack Obama got caught sending the pellets cash. So Joe Biden would just unfreeze it all. And before you knew it, Iran was funding the Houthis. Our SEALs were dead. Navy SEALs at the bottom of the sea. The Houthis are shooting up ships. By the way, Trump was talking about this yesterday, Lee. You know the same kind of missiles we're using for the strikes and the drug boats? Mm-hmm. We're killing Houthi and Somali pirates with them. Their boats are being vaporized. Mm-hmm. By the way, you can now go around the Horn of Africa, no problem. But we've done this for the Euroweenies, too. We're protecting their ships as well. So it's fantastic. So all of this can be done without Democrats in office. So what do we get for all of that? This is Matt Whitaker speaking on behalf of the Trump administration on Fox News, and it's amazing.
The situation in Iran, where there have been days of protests over the horrific state of the economy, and the Ayatollah there has already reportedly planned an exit strategy to Moscow if these protests continue. Here is President Trump with his thoughts on this situation. Watch this.
We're watching it very closely. If they start killing people like they have in the past, I think they're going to get hit very hard by the United States.
And Mr. Ambassador, one human rights group is now reporting that 1,200 people have been detained in Iran. 35 have been killed, including four children. So that message by President Trump, I mean, has whole new meaning now that Nicolas Maduro has been captured. How do you think this round of protesting will end? Do you foresee a second dictator exiting their country over the course of several days, either by force or fleeing to Moscow?
I can tell you the Iranian people want to be free, and they have been repressed for a long time. Obviously, it's a country of great potential that has not realized anywhere close to the potential over the last 40 or 50 years under this very difficult regime that has.
Why? Why is the mullah now? You know, why are the mullahs? Why is Khomeini? Why are we now seeing them, Lee, prepare to flee? Democrats aren't funding them anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, and the beauty? They're not funding Democrats anymore because the money's been cut off. Remember, because this is how it works. They get to kick back. Here's Biden spokesperson John Kirby. As you know, I play this at least three times a week to remind you who your real enemies are. They're inside the gate.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not.
Well, Democrat street protests.
Well, here's the thing, Tara. Democrats found a way to get federal funding of elections.
Yeah.
That's what this is, because basically you're sending federal tax dollars to various groups, whether it's, you know, Iran or, you know, Somali daycares or whatever. Then that money gets kicked back into the party. So you've got federal funding of elections, just like Democrats have been wanting all along, except it's just not legal.
Yeah. And then Iran kicks the money to the Houthis. Mm-hmm. And we fund worldwide terror. They come here. They do the voter fraud. It's very obvious. It's all going down, too. But here's the thing. If I get one more text from this audience, God, you know, guys, I love you, but you got to understand your history here, okay? Don't tell me we shouldn't be meddling in foreign affairs. They sent three assassins here to kill Trump on our soil. Let me bottom line that for you. They came to us. When you understand, you got to look at Trump's perspective. This is a guy who's trying to survive. This is a guy who they did not have J.D. Vance in the room at Mar-a-Lago. Daily Wire just broke this to watch the Maduro raid. And everybody was wondering why, because they have to keep them separated because they might be killed by Iran. We're not going to Iran and messing around. If you're Donald Trump and you've watched them try to kill John Bolton, try to kill Mike Pompeo and try to kill you. And you've watched the Democrats roll out the red carpet for the president, giving him better Secret Service protection than you had. It's over. We're at war. Mueller's got to go. So don't tell me, we're meddling in foreign affairs. No, they came here to kill us. They came here to kill the only man who has ever stood up for us. He knows that. Don't forget your history. They started this and he's finishing it. And why is that, Lee? Because Donald Trump understands that if the Democrats manage to steal this next election, it's the only way they're going to win. If they get close enough to steal it, what's happening? Borders going wide open. The Iranian assassins will be right back in here. Trende Aragua will be telling yet another apartment complex owner, I will kill you and your entire family if you stop paying the property taxes. We're taking your property. And guess what? Democrats will deny that's happening all the way up and down to the governor. How do you stop it? Well, you close the border. Check. Trump did that. It's not enough. It'll go right back open the minute Democrats come in office. What do? You go to the head of the hive. Who is that? Maduro. Or we forfeit territory inside this country to Trende Aragua, just like in Aurora, just like in Chicago, just like in El Paso. And that is why Trump did it. That is not meddling. They picked the fight. They came here, and now we're going there to take care of it. That is, folks, understand, I get you're traumatized. I am too. This is not Iraq. This is not Afghanistan. This is not nation building so all the Bush's friends can get rich and all their military contractor friends can get rich and they don't care if your son dies in a desert. This is a fight for this country. They came here first. And now we're going back home. Take them out so it never happens again. Who is the axis of evil? Iran, Venezuela, and China. That's who. And we got to finish them now so that they cannot do this again. All of it. That's not foreign interference. The founders would have loved it. They would have gotten the popcorn and cheered on the sidelines. And I'm going to prove that to you as the show unfolds. Okay, so when do we become America? What, 1776? Nah, it was 1791. That's my husband and I both have the ball cap and it's got the cold snake and it doesn't have 1776, it's got 1791. Why? Bill of Rights passed. Took us 7 years to fight the war, and we had to have two constitutional conventions to get everyone to agree. It took forever. 1791 is when we became America. It's the real date. 30-ish years later, we got to Monroe Doctrine. Not even 50. 30. What was the Monroe Doctrine? What that was President James Monroe. What was he doing? Well, the Euro weenies, who were weenies back then too, hadn't given up on the idea that they could get their toehold back in America. They'd realized how much we had natural resources and they wanted it. So they thought they'd come in the back door in the hemisphere. And they were doing Euro weenie things. And go through it. But we literally had to build a first-class navy because of them, to prepare to fight the Euroweenies. Where? In our hemisphere. Monroe said, no, you're not doing that. We'll take you on. We're going to treat you as an enemy. Stay out of our hemisphere. It's not good enough to stay out of our waters. Stay out of our hemisphere. Folks, that's less than 50 years after the founding. It's 30 years after the founding. We have always protected the hemisphere. I don't know where this is coming from. Why are you guys? We're supposed to be isolationists about the founders said. No, they did not. Read the Federalist Papers. Go back and read the debate at the Constitutional Convention. The big rub there, the big fight was how big the military should be because they knew they had to fight off the Euroweenies. They knew they had to fight off all these incursions in the hemisphere. But they didn't want they did not want the military to get so big that the American people couldn't defeat it. That was the big fight. They thought about limiting it to a percentage of the population so we could easily kill them if we had to, but they needed to be big enough to fight off the Euroweenies. This was a big deal for a long time. We were not an isolationist nation. We're not. We're not meant to be. I get why you guys are traumatized, though. I get why we've got that Tucker Carlson wing of the party. This is unconstitutional. We should focus at home. He is focusing at home. Why is Trump doing this? He's traumatized. Those of us who follow the news are too. Did you not see what happened this year? You know what isolation does? And by the way, Trump was more isolationist in his first term until one thing happened that our founders would have been like, holy cow. Trump said, I'm cutting the Chinese visas. All 500,000, they're going away. We don't need them anymore. China went, oh, You're not going to let us steal all your secrets anymore? Because this puts these Chinese students, they want the STEM students here to go into the PhD labs. That's where they start distilling. Whether it's tech or biotech. China said, oh, okay. You might have noticed we control 90% of the rare earth minerals on Earth. We do this with a strong hand policy. We project our power starting in places like Venezuela. Okay. We're going to cut you off. No visas, no rare earths. And we got to this past summer where our auto manufacturers only had a few weeks left. And China came in and said, well, we still got to punish you. So what we're going to do is we're going to give your top three manufacturers the rare earths, and everybody else is going to have to source them somewhere else. And they go in from Greenland to Venezuela, and they intimidate people. And that's when Trump went, we got to go beyond our borders. He had to flip his position and leave the Chinese spies here. Folks, we just had another one over Christmas. They're trying to kill us. This time they're bringing in weaponized E. coli. I don't even think Benjamin Franklin Plumbing could deal with that. What are we seeing? The components of an ag war. First, they bring in the weaponized ringworm, like the roundworm. Then they bring in the weaponized blight. Now it's the weaponized E. coli. Why? All three of those things, as Kash Patel explained, will wipe out our agricultural industry. We catch them sneaking them in. Who? The students. Trump knows he needs to slam the door shut. He can't until he can secure enough rare earth minerals. This is war. We didn't ask for it. You can't ignore it. And you've got the you've got China funding these Democrat protests and merging with the Democrat Party. Do you know how the Bidens made all their money? They got cut in on all those rare earth mineral deals China was doing, Belt and Road all over the world where they'd forced their way in. We can't cede the hemisphere. Our founders understood that. Within 30 years of this becoming a country, 1823, Monroe Doctrine, read it. This is not new. We just forgot who we were. And when the Uniparty came in and they determined, this was George H.W. Bush and Clinton, that China would rule the world now and this would be an open border society. Ergo, it didn't matter if Americans succeeded. In fact, they rewrote the tax code to exfiltrate all of our corporations, our big ones, because they were going to rule the world from, you know, afar, not from inside the U.S. When all of that happened, we stopped fighting China. We stopped advocating for ourselves. Folks, at the wine and cheese parties in D.C., it became an embarrassment to do anything to further your own interests. It was totalitarian. It was paternalistic. It was white supremacist. It was all those. You would never advocate for America's interest, ever. You just wouldn't do it. That's Bush-era thinking, Clinton-era thinking, Obama-era thinking. It's why they're all friends. And Trump's like, holy cow, they've got 100% of some of these rare earth minerals. And they're doing it through intimidation. We got to get out there. Or we're not gonna make it. We're gonna be run on tech and servers that come out of China. They will have total control. This is the final fight. We're either going down and the Democrats in China are gonna rule us, or we're gonna be freer than we ever were before because of internet freedom. I don't know which way it's going to go, but Trump's crushing our enemies for a time when Trump is not here anymore. And I need all of you in our party to get the heck out of his way. None of this. We just need to have it. We have to be isolationists and we cannot do stuff. And yeah. Morons. I get that you're traumatized again. You look at this and you think it's Afghanistan again, it's Iraq again. No. That's where Bush and all his globalist buddies got rich off your back, running supply lines and medvac lines so that people could get hurt and they could make money. That's what they did. They were incredibly corrupt. We knocked nations over so we could rebuild them. We killed leaders who wanted to cancel our currency. That's the Uniparty way. We're not doing that. Trump's not doing that. This is different. This is a different fight. We don't have a lot of time left to win it. That's what he's doing. It's totally different. And it's working. We got the leader of Iran about to flee. And now it looks like Cuba will collapse. Maybe. I'll explain. Coming up. Marco Rubio is not having it. No. The UN produced a stupid study saying that Venezuela, they're not sending any drugs to America. Nah, they're great guys.
You're wrong in your question. Number one, Venezuela is a major source. And the reason why is the following. And I've seen a lot of this reporting, and it's fake reporting, and I'll tell you why. It says that somehow Venezuela is not involved in the drug trade because the UN says they're not involved in the drug. I don't care what the UN says. The UN doesn't know what they're talking about. Maduro is indicted by a grand jury in the Southern District of New York. That means the Southern District of New York presented the evidence to a grand jury, and a grand jury indicted him. And then a superseding indictment came out that was unsealed about a year and a half ago that specifically detailed Maduro's actions. So number one, let there be no doubt, Nicolas Maduro is an indicted drug trafficker in the United States, and he's a fugitive of American justice.
Okay. Let's put this together, shall we? Let me explain what this is about. Because again, there's a lot of people on our side that are completely confused. Why is Trump doing this? He's supposed to focus on affordability. He is. What happened? Tren de Aragua was sent here by Venezuela. I read you the UK Daily Mail articles at the time, where the Venezuelan officials were openly bragging about how they were opening the jails and sending Tren de Aragua here. Let's go through the history. What happened when Tren de Aragua got here? History you would not know if you don't read the UK Daily Mail. They specialize in kidnapping women and children, boys and girls, and they sell them for sex. What happened in Aurora? Let's go back through this. What was Tren de Aragua doing in Aurora? They were taking territory under the protection of the Democrat Party. Remember, the Democrats lied to you. They don't know. They don't control apartment complexes here. They sent a guy in who nearly killed the manager of the apartment complex, beat him near to death, sent him to the owner and said, "You don't run this anymore. We do, but you better keep paying the property taxes." The owner freaked and went, "Oh my gosh." He went to the police. They said, "It's not going on." They went all the way to the attorney general and the governor of Colorado, Democrats. We're not going to help you. It's not going on. One brave city council member in Aurora, Republican, risked her life to tell that story. This is your future if Democrats and Maduro win. Let me remind you where we've been. And we realized, we would later find out, from leaked memos, the FBI had gone to Aurora, had warned the police. Tren de Aragua has taken this territory, but don't worry, they're doing it all over the country. They did it in Cincinnati, they did it in Chicago, they did it in El Paso. It's all over the country, same model. Because they need places to sell their children out of. You used to have to go to Colombia to Cartagena buy a child. Pfft, not anymore. No. Tren de Aragua sells them. But the Democrats love them because they bring them their voters along the rat lines. The voters they need to make citizens out of, to turn this into a Chinese-style one-party system. Never forget that Democrats lied to you about Aurora to protect it. Never forget what it took to liberate one apartment complex in El Paso, Texas, that they had taken over. Over 100 law enforcement agencies from across Texas contributed law enforcement officers. It was an army. This is not a gang. It's something more. And UK Daily Mail was there. And when they liberated it, you know who came streaming out? You know who they were selling? Girls, boys, kidnap women. We've never seen this before. And Democrats were protecting that. They were protecting that in Chicago. They were protecting in Aurora. They were protecting all these places. Who sent them? Maduro. So don't send me a text. We don't need to meddle in Venezuela. You bet we do. They picked a fight and they merged with the Democrats. So what does Donald Trump see? Well, he's closed the border. He's militarized it. He's got, he's got like the tanks and the armored vehicles. He's patrolling. It's working great. But the second Democrats steal another election, guess what? They're coming right back in. They're going to let Tren de Aragua take territory. What do you got to do? Head of the snake. Maduro, you got to chop it off. Maduro knew what was coming, because he knew what he did. And so he immediately begins negotiating with Trump by his speeches. Saying, I don't want to send Tren de Aragua. Biden made me. Please don't hurt me. Don't tase me, bro. Remember those speeches? I did them on Battleground America podcast. He was saying to Trump, listen, I'll cooperate. Don't hurt me. Don't kill me. Please. I didn't want to send him. Biden made me. He said, I'll even tell you what safe houses in Colombia the FBI ran them through. He was saying this in speeches. My daughter and I translated the speech. But you don't have to. They're all over X. Go look it up. Wait, come again, son. The FBI helped you run Tren de Aragua through Colombia. Yeah, to infiltrate America. They brought him to Democrat cities. Oh, okay. So Trump knows he's got 4 years. He can't protect us forever. You got to take the head off the snake. They started this on our soil. The Democrat Party will merge with them. And you think Mexico's a nightmare? With a cartel killing 60 politicians every election cycle? You just wait till the Democrats in Tren de Aragua get done. You got to take the head off the snake. That's what Trump's doing. Pam Bondi tried to explain this yesterday. And unfortunately, I can't play audio because this is now not working. Come on. Come on. Let's have something work today. Oh, come on. Ah, darn it. All right, whatever. Let's see. Maybe we can get this to work. Come on. Come on.
We know that this monster released countless defendants, prisons, insane asylums into our country.
Yes.
It's not just about drugs. The president saved thousands, countless lives tonight. Countless lives when the drug trade. But he also protected Americans from the TDA members who Maduro let into our country.
And that doesn't even count the election fraud. I will get into that next. Yes, if you want to stop Democrats from stealing elections, you've got to stop Venezuela from stealing elections. I'll explain. Coming up next. This is war, folks. This isn't foreign interference. It's war. In our hemisphere, exactly as James. I'm telling you what, President James Madison, he is like not only not rolling over his grave, he's clapping. Yes, yes, yes. They remembered who they were. Folks, I want you to read something. A couple of things. Wall Street Journal. Trump was skeptical of ousting Maduro until he wasn't. Trump tried to cut a deal with Maduro without forcibly removing him from power. An oil deal, but another sort of deal as well. In order to understand what sort of deal, you need to go to the Miami Herald, a surprisingly mainstream source of information. And read this article. Ex-Venezuelan spy chief alleges Maduro regime runs drugs, gangs, and spies in the U.S. His name is Major General Hugo Caraval. He's currently in federal prison. He ran the whole thing. And what does Caraval say? Well, I mean, besides sending Hezbollah here and Tren de Aragua here and using them as an instrument of the Socialist Party of Venezuela while merging with the Democrat Party, in addition to all of that, which is an existential threat, he also had a very little interesting thing in a letter he wrote to Trump about election fraud. Yeah, everybody knows the elections in Venezuela are stolen using the machines, a particular proprietary brand of software, which his intelligence agency oversaw the creation of. It was so good at stealing elections, they put it in a whole lot of machines after they bought the companies. What machines? Well, you'll have to read the article yourself. Actually, it's not actually in the Miami Herald, that part, they left it out. You got to click through to the letter. Machines used in America. Like, how many of our elections does this guy say were stolen with the Venezuelan software? Not all. Some. And he wanted to talk to Trump about that. Trump was given this letter about a month ago. I wonder if that changed his mind about picking up Maduro. What did I tell you when I talked about the letter earlier this year? I said they will take him alive at all costs, even if it costs American lives. Why? They've got to talk to Maduro. They need to know what he knows. By the way, if you want to read everything I've just told you, Miami Herald, the article is ex-Venezuelan spy chief alleges Maduro regime runs drugs, gangs, spies in the U.S., and then click through to the letter. It's all right there. That's why Trump wanted him. This is all tied up with Maduro. And it's a war. It's a war. And he attacked us first. It was time to take him out. And we did.